Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It is a Monday. It's a beautiful start to your day. I just have to tell you that. It's already 61 degrees, but by 12 hours from now, when it gets dark again, it's going to be in the 40s. So it's going to slowly sink all day long and then actually be cold tomorrow, I guess. Just so you know, it's going to Monday will go downhill from you from the beginning.
This is like when you're at Six Flags, the roller coaster. We're kind of at the top and we're about to plummet. So enjoy the weather now, because I don't know that we're going to feel these temps again for quite some time.
I think temps in the 20s, we've said that several times the last couple of weeks, I know. But I think temps in the 20s are coming up in the next couple nights, including the Thanksgiving. So maybe that'll make the deer move a little bit for those of you who still plan to try to hunt.
Isn't it over? Isn't tomorrow? Or tomorrow? Isn't next weekend the last weekend for deer hunting?
I think it's 2 solid weeks, right?
Of rifle, right. And then bow hunting started a couple week or two before that.
And there's a second gun season at some point for the people keeping track. We talked about that a lot on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors this weekend, didn't we, Carl Middleman?
You might hear some of that again this weekend.
Ah, very good. Probably a little best of since it's heading into the Thanksgiving week. Hey, you know, I was watching the network news and I'm watching the local news, and everybody says this, Kim, every year.
I know what you're going to say.
It's going to be the busiest travel season ever. Ever.
Record breaking.
How can that be every year?
How is it every year that we spend the most around the holidays, we drive the most according to AAA?
My guess is it did drop off during the COVID scare.
Well, sure.
But other than that, I mean, you know what's going to happen Wednesday morning? Like, why I'm so glad I'm not in local TV anymore. Some poor sucker's going to be stuck out at Lambert International Airport reporting on the long lines of people waiting to get flights.
Well, I was that poor sucker for many years in Des Moines, Nashville. I was a nighttime reporter for KMOV. So I don't. Well, maybe I did that at the end of the day when people are still traveling.
You might have. Yeah, I know. I was certainly out there a few times over the years.
But this year we'll all be at the same place.
How many different ways can you tell that story? Yes, we will. We'll be at Guns and Hoses. Looking forward to that. We had the Chiefs in on Friday. We're glad to get them in talking about it. That is Chief Greg Brown was in here. Larry O'Toole, who just took over backstoppers. Chief Wiegan from Eureka. And they were all bragging about who was going to win, the firefighters or the police. I guess the police hold the edge in that whole thing over the years.
It's a lot closer more recently than it has been.
Ought to be there. You may still be able to find some tickets. I'm not saying you can't. I was told that Hair Saloon might still have a few, so you may want to call some of the Hair Saloon locations and see if you can get in. Always a great time. But we'll have more on that throughout the week, and it is coming up Wednesday night, so you're running out of time for sure. Look, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
In terms of the intelligence community, very unqualified. Plus, she is potentially compromised and could be and has. Is there questions about whether or not she is now a Russian asset?
Wow. Tammy Duckworth, the senator from Illinois, accusing her former Democrat colleague, Tulsi Gabbard, who's still in the military, of being a Russian asset. That's how nasty these people are willing to get.
The president has a political mandate. He overwhelmingly won this election. He swept the battleground states. He shifted every state in the country except for Washington more to the right.
Thank you, Byron Donalds. I'd love to see that guy in the cabinet somewhere, but they can't afford to take another member out of the House of Representatives.
I'm off to the Central Valley to cure ballots in California 13. Join me, mobilize.us/Team Pelosi.
It's Team Pelosi. You can almost hear her mother's voice in there before she got old and gravelly. That is Christine talking about curing some sick ballots in California. Oddly, the Republicans are the only ones that need to be cured, and they turn into Democrat votes. Odd, isn't it?
So if you think that you can vote for what people see as their destruction and then demand that they still are cool with you and kiki with you and have Thanksgiving with you, like, I think you're kind of missing the point.
Not much joy in Whoville these days, Carl. Did you know that? That was Joy Reid of MSDNC telling people. She's giving them, like I don't know why she was being so quiet, because it looked like she was sitting
was
in an
in
office.
Car?
No, she was sitting in an office. You could see shelves, bookshelves behind her. But she was talking kind of quiet. I don't know when she got motivated to tell her listeners this, but, you know, maybe she was in a safe space. Maybe that was it. And she didn't want Rachel Maddow to hear, because Maddow's been melting down over all kinds of things recently. And this is what she had to say, that if you what she's trying to do is explain it to us, that we should understand that if we supported him, there might be people who don't want to be around us. And we need to be sensitive to that. And that if you're one of them who voted for her, you should avoid people like us. Listen to her.
So if you think that you can vote for what people see as their destruction and then demand that they still are cool with you and kiki with you and have Thanksgiving with you, like, I think you're kind of missing the point of what people are upset about. They're afraid. And autocracy and fascism are things that are legitimate to be afraid of. So you may want to step back.
What's kiki?
It's party.
Okay, didn't know that. People act like Trump is Voldemort. Who shall
Hitler.
Not be named. Like, come on. That's ridiculous. I mean, I understand there's going to be some probably awkward dinner tables across the country here on Thursday. But you guys, there are other things to talk about. In fact, there's a couple, the Holderness family, and I would say they're pretty woke, but they are funny. They do really funny little skits on Instagram.
Yeah.
And one of them was about the different topics you can cover at the Thanksgiving table if you have, you know, difference of opinions on politics. And they were trying to say, like, oh, talk about the weather. And they're like, nope, climate change. Oh, you can talk about, what were the other things? The economy. Nope, Elon Musk or something like that. And then they were saying that the only thing you could talk about would be your dog. Like, yeah, the
safely.
Dog. You can't go wrong with the dog.
Yeah,
although you could argue about the dogs and cats being eaten in Springfield, Ohio.
So that could
come up.
I don't think Trump owns a dog. Like, the Secret Service people will not have to worry about being bitten repeatedly by Donald Trump's dog.
That's
like
true. That's a blessing. Commander, isn't it Commander who's doing all the biting?
I think it was, anyway. I think he got removed. He's now a Delawarean. Just so you know, he now lives back in Delaware.
You're just going to find any opportunity to say that word you've learned that people who live in Delaware are called Delawareans.
I have to say that now that Tim McBride taught me that word yesterday. I did not know that word. All right. We'll get to more on that for you coming up here. We got Kim on a Whim at the bottom of the hour. Real or fake news coming up. Stay tuned.
Thanksgiving edition.
Oh, nice. All right, Carl. Back in.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. My voice is coming back. It was gone.
It was weak. It's weak this morning.
I was yelling at the television while the Blues were losing in Long Island on Saturday night. But I'm going to suffer through. This is the real or fake news quiz. I read headlines to the people in the studio, and they try to guess if they are real or fake. This is Thanksgiving edition. For the last couple weeks, Mark Cox has been your winner.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
To the chagrin of
glad to be here.
Everyone else in the studio.
That's all right.
But Kim, you're still winning for the year.
I'm just really glad that Mark is humble about it.
You know it. Ethan, good luck.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving edition. Mark Cox, we start with you.
Okay.
Real or fake, Baskin-Robbins has a turkey-shaped ice cream cake for Thanksgiving.
I'm going with fake on that.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I will also say real.
It's real. It looks disgusting, actually. But it's got a maple glaze on it, so it looks like a turkey.
Well, I saw turkey-shaped butter at Deerberg's yesterday,
yeah,
so that was kind
that
of why
year.
I believed it. I saw it
There's
last
always
night.
Always something.
Just seems like a lot of work to go to.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Or just for me.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? Wisconsin has the most cranberries in the United States. Real or fake?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go real.
It is real. They make 490 pounds of cranberries a year. Massachusetts is the second state.
That's all? 490 pounds?
Million.
Oh. did I miss the million? Did he say million?
Did I?
I didn't hear
I think you skipped the million.
Sure. Okay.
That
490
didn't seem like
pounds.
Much.
That's total.
Yeah.
490 million pounds.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? The red piece of flesh on a turkey's beak is called the snood. S-N-O-O-D. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
Fake.
Yeah, fake.
It's real. Mark Cox, speaking of the snood, real or fake, the snood is for preening before sex and heat regulation. Real or fake? On a turkey. Yeah. Real or fake?
It sounds ridiculous enough that it could be real. I'll go with real.
Kim St. Ange.
I hope you didn't come up with that on your own, so I'm going to say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'll go fake.
It's real. So they use it to attract females, and since they have feathers, and so that's how they get rid of excess heat.
So the ladies love the snood?
I guess.
So some snoods are preferable.
Okay,
over
let's
others?
Move on to the next question.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? According to a new survey by WebTrends, in Missouri, the number one dessert for Missourians is apple pie. Real or fake?
I don't know. Real.
Ethan Bright.
Gonna go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going fake.
It's fake. It is pumpkin.
I almost thought
no kidding.
Fake, but you've had so many reels that I'm like, he's just gonna go
I thought
all
maybe
real.
It was gooey butter cake. See, she still thinks you're that high school professor who teacher.
Well, that's how I won
just keep
most
putting
of the time.
C down every
Mark.
Single. Ethan
if it
Bright.
Was B last time, it must be C this time.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? The phenomenon which binge drinking in November and December causes heart palpitations is called holiday heart syndrome.
I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
I will go fake.
I'll say real.
It is real. People drink so much in the holiday season that it actually gives them heart palpitations.
I've heard, isn't Wednesday this Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, the biggest party night of the year?
Skanksgiving.
Yep.
Also that, Carl, thanks. Wasn't going to go there, but
it's
yes.
It's an amateur
I don't take part in that.
It's
yes.
amateur night, yeah.
All the kids from college come home for the first time, and they
and
ruin.
Some of the ones that have been in college and are already back home go, yes. go participate in it.
Ethan
Brad.
Bright. Real or fake? Only 15% more of Americans prefer white meat to dark meat. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'll say that's real.
Kim Sanders.
I'll say fake.
It is fake. It's 23%. 15% is the people that don't care. So in the United States, white meat is 54%. Dark meat is 31%.
Hmm.
Wow, Ethan, you're winning.
Who's well, up next? Thanks, Carl.
Wow.
<Who's> Surprise. Up? Hey, everybody.
Who's up next? I'm sorry.
Mark is.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Americans eat around 46 million turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. Real or fake?
I would say that's probably real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to say real as well.
It is real.
46 million.
46 million turkeys.
Wow.
Well, and think about the people who don't like turkey.
Right.
Go ahead.
There are people who love ham and refuse to eat turkey.
Discarded snoods.
Some eat brisket these days, but go ahead.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? Thomas Jefferson was against Thanksgiving because he was very much keeping church and state separated and thought Thanksgiving was a religious holiday. Real or fake?
I don't know. I'm going to say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
Was it Jefferson you said?
Thomas Jefferson.
I'll go real on that.
It is real.
Okay.
He was very church and state, and he said Thanksgiving was just too religious. Ethan Bright, real or fake? Toledo, Ohio is the home to the world's oldest Thanksgiving parade. I'm sorry, the nation's oldest Thanksgiving parade. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
It is fake. It's Philadelphia.
Okay.
I wish Mark would have got that question first. I figured he knew it.
I just didn't think it'd be in the center of the country. It'd be somewhere close to the East Coast. But
Mark Cox, real or fake? Carl and his wife, that would be me, participated in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for 5 years. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to say real.
You're all wrong. It was only for 3 years.
Oh, that's a dirty
gosh.
Trick.
Oh my gosh, I knew it. I almost said this better not be like, actually, it was 4 years.
It was only 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't matter.
Boo to that.
We have a winner.
Winning.
Ethan Bright, you are our winner today. 5-4. Kim, it was really close. You're only one behind.
I knew. I was going to start copying whatever you said so that I could catch up. I should have gone with that. Also, your woohoo sounds like you should be like in Mario Kart. You know those little noises the characters make?
Nice.
It's my snood.
Coming up, we told you about the passing of Chuck Woolery, the game show host, who near the end of his career became one of Hollywood's better-known conservatives. I did an interview with him back in 2019. We're going to let you listen to part of that coming up here at 7:35. Stay tuned. All right, so you heard us announce earlier, and Ethan was talking about it. I'd mentioned it earlier as well, that Chuck Woolery passed away last night. And, you know, of course, I was familiar with him because I grew up watching Love Connection and all the other things that he did. I did not remember, Carl, that he had been on Wheel of Fortune before Sajak. I don't know why. I'm sure I saw it, but I just, for some reason, he didn't register with me that he was the first host.
Well, it wasn't called Wheel of Fortune when he was the host.
Oh.
It was called, like, Shopper's Bazaar. Because if you remember, when Wheel of Fortune started, you didn't just win cash. You won points, and then you had to go spend that money on garbage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Is the only medicine.
But I remember watching Wheel of Fortune growing up.
They had a whole thing, and it was all sponsored stuff. So, like, you could win a trip, but it had to be sponsored by, like, Carnival Cruises or something.
So when would Sajak have taken over for Woolery?
Like, 81, 82?
Wow. Before it was a while back.
And they changed it to Wheel of Fortune then.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's the thing. These Hollywood guys, you never really know when you try to set up an interview with them. Carl, do you remember when we interviewed Charlie Daniels?
Yeah.
And for most of these folks, Kim, they have staff. They have a PR person. You have to go through their handler to get a hold of them. They have people, right? Something most of us will never know anything about, having people who take care of your stuff for you. What we had Charlie Daniels' personal cell phone number. He said, I don't have none of that. Just call me when you're ready to be interviewed. Like, we called him up and we interviewed him for the, I believe we did, was it for the, we did, aired on this show, didn't we?
He was at River City Casino.
Yeah. Yeah, a few years ago.
And he was a very nice gentleman.
So with Chuck Woolery, it wasn't quite that easy. So we got an interview with Chuck Woolery back in 2019. Of course, it was the lead up. It was during the Trump administration, the first Trump administration. He was running for re-election. We talk about that a little bit in the interview. He was a big Trump fan. He was obviously, it was 5 years ago, he was in his late 70s, but he had started a podcast And it was going gangbusters. I really enjoyed him on Twitter at the time. He was slicing them and dicing them on Twitter, and I really enjoyed that. So we reached out to his PR people, and we managed to finally get a hold of him. But we weren't allowed to call him. He had to call us. And somehow he transposed a couple of numbers, and it took us forever to get a hold of him during the segment. So we only ended up with about 5 minutes to talk to him. But here was my conversation with the late Chuck Woolery in 2019. The last thing you want to do is keep a big deal like Chuck Woolery on hold. Chuck Woolery joining us this morning. I tell you what, my hero on Twitter these days, my friend. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm fine, thanks. The first number that you gave me to call in was... It kept saying, I'm sorry, this number has been disconnected.
Oh,
I did
boy.
That for 5 minutes.
Russians again.
You know the radio business. We didn't realize that either. So that could have been really bad news. That could have been. So Chuck also is doing a podcast these days called Blunt Force Truth, bluntforcetruth.com. You can go there and check it out. And Chuck, you know, it's a good time to either host a podcast or be a talk radio host these days, isn't it?
Well, you certainly have a lot to talk about, don't you?
We do. We do. And you know, I love your common sense approach to some of this going on. And it's unusual for that kind of voice to be coming out of, you know, a former Hollywood star.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is it's like Occam's razor. I don't know whether you know what that is or not.
Sure.
The simple answer is usually the right answer. And we tend to complicate things so much that you can never really get to the bottom of what it is. Well, it could be this, and it could be that, and it could be, you know, that's typical Washington speak. It's all over the map, so you can never resolve anything. No one's ever held accountable. And so I just try to deal with what I think most Americans do, which is think simply through the problem and solve it. And I think this is one thing that Washington hates about Trump, that he's a problem solver. You know, and this, there's a lot of talk going around about Rudy Giuliani now being in Ukraine and investigating and doing some things. Well, he's the same kind of guy. He was a problem solver for New York, and they hated him for that too, but he cleaned the city up, because I remember I was there before and after. And so you got a couple of guys who were really working on this. The Democrats hate it. I personally believe that Ukraine is like a powder keg for Democrats. It's where a lot of very nefarious, corrupt things went on, including them with the 2016 election, and they just don't want anybody to stay away from it. So they keep saying Russia, 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 when in fact a lot of this stuff went on in Ukraine, and, you know, they just don't want anybody getting close to it. And the closer you get, the more they yell and scream.
Well, Rudy's promising more bombshells to come, so it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that, particularly comments about Yovanovitch.
Rudy suggested that this woman, Yovanovitch, was fired, this diplomat, because she kept not giving a visa to four different men who wanted to come in and testify in Washington, and she wouldn't give them a visa to leave the country. That's how afraid they are of what's going on. And that's, you know, this whole resistance with when they talk about deep state, I have always thought that the nucleus of the deep state is in two places. One, the Pentagon, which is odd, and the other, the most difficult to deal with, is the State Department. Because the State Department has this whole kind of holier than thou, you can't touch them, they've been there forever, they're all, you know, servants of the country, and they deal with international politics, and that's really where most of this stuff lies. It's a hotbed of resistance for Trump, that's for sure.
Yeah, I saw that exact same thing during the testimony on this impeachment sham, and now it looks like the Democrats are going to hold a vote maybe tomorrow on this. It looks like they've got the votes they need to do it, and I don't know about you, Chuck, but I think this is all rolling toward a landslide for Donald Trump come November.
Well, I think all of these new Congress people who won in their districts that were Trump districts in 2018 ought to consider renting, not buying, in Washington.
Yeah, that's a good point. And several of them have come out and said they're going to, you know, it's full steam ahead. I guess they're scared to death of Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you know, when you really look at this, this is a New York, East Coast, West Coast kind of thing with Schumer and Nadler and and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and all of these people, it's the pressure is really in the middle of the country from both coasts.
Well, yeah, that's very true. Well, I tell you what, Chuck, I love following you on Twitter. Appreciate what you do. And I'll direct people to BluntForceTruth.com because they can pick up your podcast that you're doing on there. Mark Young is your co-host. Is that right?
Yeah, Mark's the smart one. I'm just kind of the regular guy. You can pick us up on Podcast One or iTunes or Stitcher. We're there all the time.
Well, outstanding. Keep up the good work, my friend, and thanks for all you do. There you have it. What a great guy. Just so down to earth. And I did go back and look at his podcast. Now, they haven't said what Chuck Woolery died of, but I get the impression he had been sick for a while because he hasn't been on his own podcast from just looking back at episodes here for most of the year. So he may have stepped away from that at some point. But his face is still on the graphic for the Blunt Force Truth podcast.
Well, 83 so. Really is kind of young. 84,
he really is, yeah, 83, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder how many haters he got once he came out as conservative, because for so long when he was hosting, you know, Love Connection, or I say Wheel of Fortune, but I know Carl, you were mentioning it wasn't called that when he was hosting it, but surely not at first no one would have known, I would assume, his political
right
beliefs. And now maybe it was like me where it changed, he had some radical transformation in his political views. Maybe Trump was kind of the turning point for him. I don't know.
Yeah, he and I, we didn't have a chance really to get into when. I should have asked him, when did you believe this? When did you start believing this? Maybe he, for this, the purposes of surviving in Hollywood, he managed to keep it under wraps for all those years until he reached the point. I think you reach a point, maybe it's an age thing, where your give a darn button starts to mm-hmm. break and you start to say what you think because the truth matters.
I've heard that happens.
It does happen. It does happen. I've known many people. I mean, in some cases, it can get a little outrageous, but you know, you gotta tell the truth
a little bit more. Yeah.
Thank you. The filter just kind of goes away, has been my experience with it. But hope you enjoyed listening to Chuck. Again, that was back in 2019. And I was only off by 4 years when I was projecting a Trump landslide. He did get more votes than ever mm-hmm. in that election. Just somehow Nancy Pelosi and gang managed to harvest a few million more in California and New York and key swing states. That's how that went down. What are we talking about today on Kim on a Whim?
Well, the prestigious Georgetown University has taken some heat for telling this pregnant student that she had to come to class to take the final exam just days after giving birth. And I can't wait to tell you the reasoning they gave her.
All right. Back in just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
I have a question out there for all you non-birthing persons.
Yes, I can help you.
Okay. As a non-birthing person, would you be offended if, say, a birthing person were able to take her final exam in college, I don't know, a few days before she was expected to deliver her first child, or maybe be able to take it after or at home? Would you be okay with that, or would that be offensive to you?
No, I would be perfectly fine with it. I mean, I am, because of I'm married to a birthing person, I'm intimately familiar with how traumatic that experience can be, right?
Right. You don't really know up from down just a couple days after you've
birthed
a child. You want to get
it done ahead of time, I'd be fine with that.
Georgetown University's taken some heat, as they should, for telling this soon-to-be new mom, Brittany Lovely, that she had to bring her newborn, I mean, I'm talking just a few days old at the time, bring her newborn to class to take the exam.
Wow.
And that she would be given extra time so that she could nurse her child during the exam. How thoughtful is Georgetown University?
So they didn't give her the option of taking it in advance?
Right. She requested, hey, I'm due middle of December, right when this final exam is scheduled. Would I be able to take it either early, or could I possibly take it home? I'm going to be newly postpartum. And they said no, because their reasoning was supposedly it would be not equitable to the non-birthing persons.
What if she told him she was going through a gender transition mm-hmm. surgery and she wanted to have it ahead of time?
she should have used that because I bet it would have worked.
It might have.
They also said that, yeah, to Carl's point, that if she were able to take it at home, that she would potentially be allowed to cheat. Now, I don't know what's any different from all the students who were taking it home during COVID.
Well, it's just proctored. Or they hire somebody to proctor
it out, which is silly
for her.
Well, they after so much pushback, because her fellow classmates started an online petition saying, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Okay. And so finally, Georgetown came out and said, all right, fine. We're going to let her take it in January. That's ridiculous. I mean, I think you make a good point when you say, had she mentioned, you know what, I just had my parts chopped off because I feel like I'm actually born in the wrong body. My surgery, I'm going to be just newly, you know, post-op. Could I take it later? And they probably would have been like, 1,000%, yes, can we bring you a basket of goodies to drop off at your house? You'd probably get her a card.
Yeah.
Get well.
Sure.
But if you're a birthing person, that's not fair to the other non-birthing persons. And supposedly, I have a hard time believing that this is actually what they said, but supposedly the university told her that motherhood is not for the faint of heart.
Oh my goodness.
Tell a pregnant woman that, or tell a newly postpartum woman that. Really, well, I mean, you don't even have to be pregnant to be angered by that. Give me a break. We should be encouraging women to have babies and have a lot of them. This is ridiculous that a university, a well-known, well-established university, would be putting a mom, a soon-to-be mom, in this position.
Yeah, I can't believe it. At the very least, I hope they emailed that message to her and they didn't do it in person, because they could have been missing a head.
They sent her to the Title IX director, and the Title IX director was the only person on campus. The dean's office wouldn't help her, but the Title IX person was the only one that would give her any support.
Wow.
So Lisa on Facebook, I've gotten to meet Lisa May at some of the events we've done, and she's so sweet. But she was saying, when I was pregnant in college, one professor showed no grace. That's sad. See, I could see that happening more so now, because I feel like women, like this whole idea of growing your family, it just seems like it's discouraged. But back, I don't know when you were in college, Lisa, but it just seems like it would have gotten worse. Now, if you told someone you were adopting a cat, like you're like, hey, I'm going to be a cat mom. This is a big deal. I'm getting my cat right around the time that we're supposed to take our final exam. I want to have a few dates with the cat when I'm not, you know, leaving the little cat alone. I bet you they'd be like, absolutely, we understand.
Well, they may have asked, will you be a crazy cat mom or just a cat mom?
No, they wouldn't say that. That's offensive, because they would be encouraging people to get cats and not have children in today's society.
I think you're right.
That's where we're at, folks.
It's sad.
No, it is sad.
That is a sad state of affairs. And, you know, if I'm that girl's parents, maybe she's paying her own tuition. I don't know what her situation is.
It's law school.
It is law school?
Oh, yeah, Georgetown University.
So she's having to borrow the money. How much does it cost to get a law degree from Georgetown University?
That's a lot.
I'm sure it is.
Let's just go to our friend, Mr. Google. Ooh.
Yeah, no kidding. So on top of having to pay all that money, she's having to argue with these idiots over whether or not she can take an exam early or a little bit later because of, childbirth.
Okay, so in 2022-2023 school year, it was approximately $62,000 per year.
Wow.
For law school.
That's less than I thought.
Now, that was also a couple years ago, yeah. And I'm sure it's gone up from there. But that's outrageous.
That is outrageous. Well, regardless of how much you're paying, it's outrageous. But you'd think at a law school like that, they would be a little more up to date on Title IX or common sense. Wouldn't you?
Common sense is the right answer,
Common
Mark.
Sense. Yes, indeed. Coming up, speaking of that, we're going to get a heavy dose of it from Jesse Jane Duff at about 8:20. And then Tom Ackerman with more on the new coach for the St. Louis Blues. Will it make a difference? We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.